Well, howdy. How's it hanging today? Level, I hope. If not, then just stick it in a bucket of cold ice. That'll level it up. Might make it disappear, too. So anyway, this is a video about what if. You know those what if things, don't you? But let's just imagine that the world is completely different. Well, not much, but a bit. It might get this way anyway. But there's guards on pretty well everything, you know. Every building has a guard. Every store has guards outside. Kind of like sort of the airport sort of guards, you know. In other words, anywhere there's an amount of people, there would be guards. And you won't be able to get into that area unless you pass a certain test. Malene, I was just reading in one of the newspapers where this professor was told to give these black people a better mark than the other people, you know, the white people. But he refused. What a good man. So Femons are all getting the kind of pussy pass, and now they want the black people to get a pass as well. In fact, everybody gets a pass, really, except the white heterosexual male. Because the white Femons get a pass, don't they? If you're an immigrant from another country, you get a pass. You see, the thinking is that if you're a white heterosexual male, you must be bad, of course. There's no black people that are bad. There's no white Femons that are bad. They're all good. In fact, everybody is really good. Only the white heterosexual male is bad. He doesn't get a pass. He might get a pass if he passes all the tests they give him, but the other ones just walk straight through. Now, this is in an imaginary world, but in reality, of course, it's quite close to being true, isn't it? In my generation, at least, the color of your skin or where you're from makes no difference who you are. You still can be good, and you still can be bad. But the new thinking is that if you are from certain places and that, you're a good person regardless. From my experience, there's good and bad people in all countries, all ethnic groups. And people should be judged on what they do and who they are, and not the color of the skin. But I'm a white heterosexual male, so I wouldn't be able to get into a lot of places in the world. And all the guards would just stop me straight away. The white male has always been oppressed, really. Just nowadays it's constant, isn't it? If a white male kills a female, the news is plastered everywhere for days, weeks even. But if a Femon, even a white Femon, kills a man, there's just a brief story about it. All through my life, at least, when I meet somebody, it doesn't matter whether they're black or they're from China or Japan or whatever, I judge them equally on how they act and what they say. Because where they're from has nothing to do with what I think of this person or who they are. And I do believe a majority of people in the planet do think that way too. But in this country at least, all the immigrants are more perceived to be better than the people who actually were born here. They're given the pass. They're given everything possibly they could get. Yet we have to struggle for it. That doesn't sound fair, does it? I don't know, maybe I'm just not very good in the brain box, but I think you should look after your own first. So this is a very, very long hunting season for the white heterosexual male, isn't it? It's been going on for a long time. And maybe some people forget, but in the war, a certain group of people were persecuted more than others. Way more than others. I don't know, but what did they call that? Yeah, but that's the same thing that's going on today of the white heterosexual male. Maybe soon the white heterosexual male will have to sit on the back of the bus. And you don't have to look too far to know who's all behind it. Lots of white heterosexual males have been attacked by this group. Not because they're bad, just because they are who they are. And if they don't have any proof about sexual assault or sexual allegations, they use character assassination instead. And of course their goal is to remove that man and put a Femon in, who's just as bad, even worse. Any white heterosexual male that has money or power or both, is a target. But you see, they're not very smart, because a lot of people nowadays can see through their game plan. You see, their plan is to make everything a derivative of a femon. So if you're femon, you're okay. If you're a gay man, you're kind of okay. If you're woke, you're okay. If you're a masculine strong man, you're not okay. And in school systems in a lot of countries, the male boy is persecuted at school and teaches them that masculinity is wrong. That's why we have men nowadays who are woke or very confused people. Third wave feminism, which is morphed into something really evil, is destroying more femon lives than the patriarchy ever has done. But the worst part about it is the collateral damage of men's lives as well. And if you notice, like I do, most of these feminists and these woke people are mostly all hypocrites anyway. It's all just virtual signaling stuff. Anyway, yesterday it was raining all day with strong winds, but today the sun is out, so I'm gonna go for a little old walk, avoiding any femons I see. Take it easy, gentlemen.